60 years ago, when the family wanted to watch television, they gathered around a device that looked much like the radios they had been used to. However, by 1949, images had been added to radios. Today, the screen on a cell phone is roughly the same size as the miniature monitor centered in the middle of the receiving device. The 3 Pilot TV was the first television to be offered for less than $100, the price of a low-end cell phone today. The Candid TV, Model TV 37 and Daryl Fisher's Space viewed for $250. It had a continuous tuner and tuned channels 2-13 in two hands. According to Lee McNabb, since it was so small, there was a magnifying device that could be purchased and placed over the screen to make it a whopping 25% larger. With a magnifier, it was considered the IMAX of its time. Now, with smartphones being used in conjunction with iTunes, Hulu, and a variety of apps, people are viewing television and movies much the same way as they did in the early days of television. Daryl's Pilot TV is not exactly in working order. The power cord was so badly frayed that it had to be removed. When power was fed into the back, the picture tubes lit up, but there was no sound or picture.